Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We're going to make transformational changes that are going to lift the people of America to a new sense, born of optimism.
House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal spoke in favor of the Build Back Better Act in a session that went deep into the night on Capitol Hill. The $1.7 trillion social spending and climate bill includes provisions for universal pre-K, paid leave, reduced child care costs, drug pricing negotiations, and invest billions of dollars into fighting climate change. Democrat Veronica Escobar of Texas hailed provisions that would help process immigration benefits and protect millions from deportation.
While this is not everything that we have wanted, God, let me tell you, I will take it and run with it.
Prior to the vote, Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy spoke at length, arguing the package will raise energy costs and increase taxes.
Through no fault of their own, good, hardworking Americans are being hurt by their own government. And Mr. Speaker, that's just wrong.
And Congressman Jim Jordan noted inflation is already at a 31-year high.
Thanksgiving turkey's going to cost more. Christmas presents for your family are going to cost more in Joe Biden's America. This bill is so bad.
The Congressional Budget Office predicted the bill will add $367 billion to the deficit over a decade. The CBO projects its enhanced IRS tax enforcement would yield $120 billion over 10 years. The White House says it would bring in $400 billion. More than 230 Republicans from both chambers of Congress are behind a new effort to prevent the Biden administration's vaccine requirement for private businesses with over 100 employees.
Our Congressional Review Act resolution would nullify this overreach by the White House. More importantly, it puts every member of Congress on record. You're either with this type of authoritarian rule or you're against it.
That's Congressman Fred Keller of Pennsylvania. The mandate was temporarily halted by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. But more than 60 health groups are encouraging companies to voluntarily implement the mandate. President Joe Biden hosted his first trilateral meeting with Canada and Mexico's leaders. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau noted their shared goals.
Our highest priority is, of course, ending COVID-19 and being focused on economic recovery, strengthened supply chains.
Canada and Mexico voiced concerns the Build Back Better plan's tax credit would benefit American car manufacturing. The Biden administration rescinded waivers that allowed child welfare agencies in Michigan, South Carolina, and Texas to bypass federal non-discrimination rules if they conflict with the provider's religious beliefs. Civil rights groups argue the Trump-era rules allowed for discrimination. And finally, one day after Congressman Paul Gosar was censured for posting a violent video that depicted him killing Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Gosar retweeted the same video. And former President Donald Trump endorsed the Arizona Republican for re-election. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.